Thanksgiving becomes a reality when persons join together in appreciation for one another and in an act of worshiping the one God and Father of us all. We welcome to our seminary campus today our friends from Murdoch who will lead our worship. We are grateful for their sharing of themselves with us through singing, praying, the reading of Scripture, speaking, and fellowship. This hour provides an opportunity for all of us to come to know ourselves, our neighbor, and our God more completely.
Let us join together in a litany of thanksgiving. Our Heavenly Father, for the gift of thy Son, Jesus Christ, for his deeds of kindness and goodness, for his lessons of joy, peace, and patience, for his helping us when we are tempted. For his forgiveness of our sins. For his showing us God's love. And for his calling us to live for him.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the many blessings of life which you have given, for your love and understanding, for your concern and care for us. We thank you for the opportunity of worshiping in this church this morning, for the privilege of sharing our lives with each other. We thank you for your love that has made us better children in your sight, that brings a new happiness into our lives, that changes our hearts. We are thankful for other people, our mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers who we love, for friends and loved ones. We are thankful for places, such as this school that helps teach our preachers and missionaries and others in Christian service. We wonder, Father, how you could love us when we are so unlovely, that you should forgive us when we have been so unforgiving, that you should give us a new life when we have been so unworthy, that Jesus not only thought we were worth dying for, but that he should consider persons as we, his children. We remember in our prayer this morning the many people who are lonely, the servicemen in Vietnam and their families, also the people who are sick and not able to get around as we. We remember the people who are poor and cannot afford to buy the things they need, for those who do not have homes in which to live. We pray for our president's recovery from surgery this week. Bless him and bless our country. As we enter this Thanksgiving season, we realize that there are so many things to be thankful for. We are most thankful for your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Scripture lesson is taken from Luke, the 17th chapter, through the 11th, through the 19th. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Give glory to God. Save the stranger. Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole.
Scripture which was read a few minutes ago tells of 10 men who had a skin disease and wanted to be healed. Jesus told them to go to a priest, and as they went, they were healed. Only one turned back to say thank you, and the others kept going their way. Several of my friends and I met with the chaplain last week and talked together about the importance of being thankful. The theme of what we want to say today is that it is good to remember to say thank you. I am especially thankful for the intensive training unit in which I live at Murdoch. Here I learned that you have to earn what you get in life. In the unit, I earn tokens to get and do the things I want. I earn these by obeying instructions, such as cutting wood correctly and driving tacks into boards. I also earn time tokens for the amount of time I work each day. Other than the workshop, we also have school classes. I am thankful for the people who work with me in the unit also. It is good to have an opportunity to relax after work. At night, we have recreation in the gym, as basketball, movies, and dancing. Sometime a band comes and plays for our entertainment. Several of my friends want to tell us this morning of the things they are thankful for and why.
I have been at Murdoch 7 years and have enjoyed all of it. The people have been so good to me. I realize I have many things to be thankful for. All of us do if we'll just look around us. I thank God that I'm able to help these who can't help themselves. I'm thankful that I'm able to read because many of my friends can't read and I read their letters. Oh boy, I lost my place. To them and stories when they want me to. I thank God that He has given us someone to help us. Our cottage parents, physical therapists, and girls who come from other cottages to help us. I thank God for life itself, life which we can make good or bad. Something we can all be thankful for, I think, our friends It is good to have friends to share things with and to have the opportunity to help one another.
Each Sunday, people from surrounding churches come and worship with us in our afternoon services. I am thankful for them and for our chaplains who help us learn more about God and His Word. Since I have been at Murdoch, several physical therapists have worked with me and have made it possible for me to use my hand so that I can now help these small children who can't help themselves. I am thankful for the physical therapist and the aides who have helped me and my friends. In the cottage which I live, there are cottage parents or advisors who help me with my decisions. I am thankful for them and the supervisors and social workers. Another thing I am thankful for is that I can go home to visit with my mother and brother. What I am trying to say is that you and I have many things for which to be thankful, and it is important for me that we realize this.
Some of the students have talked to you and told you what they are thankful for and why. I too would like to talk to you and tell you what I am thankful for. And one of the things that I am thankful for is you. And what I mean when I say you is that you people, we want to thank you very much for letting us share your part of the program with you. This really means a lot to us. And we also want to thank you, the ones that come out for Sunday school, to share our program with us. This really means a lot to us to be able to share our feelings of love for God and respect with you and let you share it with us. This really means a lot to us, and we want to thank you. And I would now like to talk about a few things. One of them are Christians. What are Christians? Who are Christians? Christians are people. And what is a Christian? To me, I feel that every one of us in our own way are Christians. Maybe some more than others, but we all are Christians. Because sometimes in our life, I feel that we all do something from the bottom of our heart for somebody else. And that is a little bit of a Christian, maybe not much, but that really is a little bit of Christian. And you know, we have been saying the things that we are thankful for, and I would like to talk about what thankful means. I can get up here and I can say thank you for letting us come, but I can say it with my lips. But if I don't mean it from the bottom of my heart, it doesn't really mean nothing, does it? It can be nice manners to say thank you, but we can also show them with our actions and with the bottom of our hearts. And I think that's what it's all about, is the bottom of our hearts. Let's take, for example, when Jesus died. He died for us. Wasn't he saying thank you to the people who followed him and who respected him? And so that this could continue, wasn't he saying thank you to us? Now we say something might happen in a few years that we don't know about. We might have to die before our time. Things happen like this. We don't know. Well, we could do that maybe because we'd have to. But But just before time for us to die, how many of us would look up in heaven and say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. I wonder how many of us. I tell you, I just don't believe I could. And I think this is really what thankful means, and that we really should be thankful that we have a God, a person, who died for us, and we are to try our best to live more and to respect him more. Thank you. And I'd like to thank you again for having us to share your program with you. This really means a lot to us. Thank you.
Let us stand for our benediction and remain standing for the doxology. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Amen.